Hello and welcome to the Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek Samach Ches 68. This is quite a long mizmor that spans the years of Jewish history. The inspiration may have been the many wars that were fought by David HaMelech, according to the Malbim and the Ibn Ezra. The Radak contends that David is looking forward into the time when Klal Yisrael defeated Sancheirev in the time of Chizkiyahu, which occurred on the first day of Pesach. Or it is a mizmar about the future coming of Mashiach, according to the Sfarno. And as we know, as with many of the Prakim of Tehillim, we can pivot between past, present, and future as we read the words. The Ibn Ezra describes this mizmar with distinction. Zeh ha-mizmar nichbad ma'od. This song is particularly lofty and praiseworthy. According to the Vilna Gaon, this mizmor is one that is said on the second day of Shavuos, as there are many references to Har Sinai within. So, Psukim Aleph through Gimel. Lamanatzeach leDavid mizmor shir. Yakum Elokim yafutzu oiva v'yanusu misanav mipanav. Hashem should arise, let his enemies be scattered, and let his foes flee from before him. Kihindof ashan tindof kahimes donag mipnei esh. Yovdu rishaim mipnei Elokim. As smoke is dispersed, so disperse them. As wax melts before fire, so let the wicked perish in the face of Hashem. This is an echo of the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu said relating to the Aron in Parshas Bahaloscha. That's in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Hey. The very famous Pasuk, Vayihi ben Soa Aron, Vayomar Moshe, Kuma Hashem, Vyafutsu Aivecha, Vyanusu Misanecha Mipanecha. When the Aron was set out to travel, Moshe would say, "Arise Hashem, may your enemies be scattered and may your enemies flee from before you." This was said every time Klal Yisrael would move from place to place in the Midbar, with the Kohanim and the Aron that were positioned at the head of the formations of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. This was a tefillah that the enemies should scatter and they should not be a threat to Klal Yisrael as they traveled in the Midbar. This was their tefillas haderech in the Midbar, says the Das HaKeinim. And as the Netziv explains, the nations would see Bnei Yisrael with their Aron representing the Torah, which would make them afraid to instigate any war with them. And as Rav Hirsch explains, it also was the protection that the Aron provided. The Aron housed the Luchos, representing the Torah. The Torah provides the ultimate protection. And as you may know, the Aron with the Luchos would be brought with the soldiers to war, representing their adherence to its laws as they fought not just battles, but battles that were to be l'shem Shamayim. But here, as David goes out to war, or as he looks at the future fall of Sancheirev, or the final Geula, he says, "Let the enemies of Hashem scatter." And Pasuk Dalid, when our enemies scatter, there will be authentic joy emanating from the tzaddikim. V'tzaddikim yismachu ya'altzu lifnei Elokim v'yasisu b'simcha. In Pasuk 5, David HaMelech is telling all of Klal Yisrael to sing, Shiru l'Elokim, zamru shemo, solu l'rachim b'aravos, b'ka shemo v'ilzu lifanav. And why? What should we sing about? The battles that Hashem fights for Klal Yisrael are due to massive national issues, as well as the minutiae, the details that surface within each individual's life. Psukim Vav and Zion. Aviyasomim v'dayan almanos, Elokim b'mon kacho. Hashem is the father of orphans. He is a judge of widows. Hashem is in his holy place. Elokim moshiv yichidim baisa, motzi asirim, bekosharos, ach sororim shachnu tzichicha. Hashem restores the lonely to their homes, releases prisoners at the most opportune times. Only the rebellious must live in a parched land. This pasuk is a clear example of how we can look at the words of Tehillim as referring to the whole of Klal Yisrael, as well as to the individuals within the Klal. So first the Klal, Rashi tells us, Hashem is the father of orphans, Avi Yisomim. Hashem is the father of orphans, Klal Yisrael, who have been compared to Yisomim during times of intense challenges during our Golos. As it says in Eicha, Yisomim Hayinu Ve'ein Av. Klal Yisrael during the Chorban were likened to orphans who did not have a father. And V'dayan Almanos, Hashem is the judge of widows. Hashem will bring justice to Yerushalayim, says Rashi, who suffered indignation, loneliness, desolation, and destruction, and was bereft of her people. As it says in Eicha, Eicha yashva badad ha'ir rabasi am hayisak almana. How is it possible that this city that was once teeming with people is now so isolated? She is desolate. She is likened to an almana. And Rashi continues, Hashem returns the isolated ones to their homes. Moshiv yichidim baisa. Those people who were scattered as a result of the Chorban will return, which will render Am Yisrael whole once again. V'hoshivam bayis shalem, says Rashi. The Me'am Lo'ei cites Rav Yosef Chiyan that during the Shibud Mitzrayim, when the death of male babies hung over their heads, and there was a threat to the Jewish home, as many thought that the rational thing to do was to avoid marriage and to avoid building families, Hashem displayed through Miriam's insistence that her parents remarry, resulting in the birth of Moshe, that the home is where the strength lies. Hashem returned the integrity of the home even before the Shibud Mitzrayim ended. Elokim Moshiv Yichidim Baisa. And now we move to the individual understanding of this pasuk. The Medrash Lekach Tov reminds us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol makom she'ata motzei gedulaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shama ata motzei an v'sanuso. Every time we find the greatness of Hashem, we also find Hashem's humility. In Pasuk Hey, it said, Shiru l'Elokim zamru shemo, solo l'rachev aravos, sing to Hashem, the one who rides in the highest of heavens. And in Pasuk Vav, it tells us, Avi somim v'dayan almanos, Elokim bim'on katsho. Hashem is the father of orphans and the judge of widows. He advocates for the less fortunate amongst us. Bim'om katsho, in his holy dwelling place. Hashem is lofty and at the same time attends to the needs of those in society that may be forgotten. It's Hashem's greatness juxtaposed with Hashem's humility. Hashem attends to the needs of those individuals who are in distress. The widow and the orphan are paradigms of such people. We all have our individual stressors, our individual challenges, and no one really understands the depth of our challenges except Hashem. And this pasuk, Elokim Moshiv Yichidim Baisa, is actually the source of the well-known statement from Chazal, the Gemara in Sota, V'kashin lezivugan kekriyas yamsof shene'emar Elokim Moshiv Yichidim Baisa, motzi asirim bakosharos. Making shidduchim, finding matches, is as quote-unquote difficult as in miraculous, as Kriyas Yamsuf, since two very different people from very different homes fuse to become one entity. So yes, we are speaking about military victory within this mizmar and the future wars perhaps of Gog Magog. Interesting, but the first line of defense is always the home, hence the pasuk's reference to Hashem as being the ultimate shachin, according to the Gemara. And as we know, Klal Yisrael continue on with home life and we build homes and families, hence the reference to Hashem sustaining family life during Shibud Mitzrayim, as we have discussed. We will see this theme surface again in a little bit. So we speak of Hashem reigning in the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and specifically at the time of Mitzrayim and beyond. And then we move to the reference to Har Sinai and Matan Torah in Psukim Ches and Tes. In Ches, Bnei Yisrael marched through the desert, and in Tes, Eretz Ra'asha Afshamayim Natfu Mipnei Elokim Zeh Sinai Mipnei Elokim Elokei Yisrael. The earth trembled, the sky rained because of the presence of Hashem. This is Sinai. We recognized Hashem's greatness during Yitzias Mitzrayim and during Matan Torah. But even during natural events, such as the rain nourishing the land, we acknowledge your presence, Hashem. So in Pasuk Yud 10, Geshem Nidavos Tanif Elokim, Nachalascha V'nil'a Ata Konanta, Hashem lavished rain generously. Your Nachala, your inheritance, your people, or the land of Israel, were tired and parched, but you established them firmly by providing rain. Pasuk Yud Aleph 11, Chayascha Yashvuba, Tachin betovascha le'ani Elokim. Your flock, Bnei Yisrael, resides there in Eretz Yisrael, and you provide for the poor with your goodness. In Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, we continue to speak about our military victories, which we attribute to Hashem, and the women's roles in these victories. Hashem Yitain Omer Hamivasros Tzavarav. Hashem gives his word, announcing to those that would bring the good news of the military victories. Those women that would be at home, seeing the troops arriving, would spread those good news. Hamivasros, those women that would spread the news. And they would say, what would they say? Malchei Tzavaos, Yidodun, Yidodun, Unvas Bayis Techalek Shalol. The kings and their armies are fleeing, they're wandering, and the treasures in the houses, the Jewish soldiers are dividing up the booty. This dovetails with the beginning of the Perek when David HaMelech is mispalel that the enemies should scatter. Yakum Elokim, Yafutzo Oivav, Yanusu Misanov Mipanav. And here we see that the enemy is indeed scattering. The Radak explains that these are statements that may have been said by the women who stayed behind and their sons and husbands went out to war. And it was not a statement of what happened, but it was word, but these were words of encouragement to their husbands. That Hashem should bring the words that the women would say to the soldiers to fruition. Their words should come true. Hashem Yitain Omer. Which words? Go and do what you need to do. The armies of the enemies will retreat and wander, and you will take their spoils. Malchei Tzavaos Yidodun Yidodun Unavas Bayis Techalek Shalol. Don't worry about it. Go out to war. We are here holding down the fort. We know very well the encouragement and the devotion of the wives of soldiers who are at home, encouraging their husbands, their sons, that all will be okay. They are holding down the fort. And many religious and non-religious families are davening, are praying for those soldiers because they know that their actions are protecting Klal Yisrael. Don't worry, my husband. The enemies will scatter. Malchei Tzavaos Yidodun Yidodun. Nevas Bayis Techalek Shalol. War is sometimes necessary, and unfortunately we've had many instances where we've had to go to battle. But says Rav Hirsch, the greatness of Am Yisrael is not portrayed by military victories and pomp and circumstance and military parades. The Jews' greatness does not lie in the military achievements, quote, but by maintaining humaneness and dignity. This virtue, taught and blessed by God, was to be practiced by Yisrael in the conduct within the walls of each home and within the bosom of each family, says Rav Hirsch, Nevas Bayis Techalek Shalol. Within the beauty of the home, we divide our spoils and achieve success. So whether it's the women who encourage their husbands on the physical battlefield and encourage them to take God and a Torah outlook onto the battlefield with them, or if it's the women who encourage their families to engage in the Milchamto Shel Torah, the battle of Torah, to bring security and safety in their homes via the mechanism of Torah, it is the home which provides a safe haven and protection from foreign ideals and threats, whether spiritual or physical. Let's move to Pasuk Chaf Aleph 21. Hakel lanu kel Moshe os ve'elokim Hashem lamavas totzaos. Hashem is a God for us, a God of salvations. Through Hashem, my God, he has many avenues towards death, or lamavas totzaos, there are many avenues that lead us out of the clutches of death. We are in predicaments large and small, and we think, how will we ever be able to deal with this problem? We try one avenue and that road gets closed. We try another therapist or doctor and that road gets closed. There seems to be no way out. But we forget that there is no shortage of solutions for Hashem. Lamaves totzaos. Hashem has many creative solutions that can extricate us from literal death. Hashem can extricate us from our predicaments, from illness, from sadness, from frustration, and from loneliness. As for the challenges relating to our enemies, Hashem provides many escape routes. In Mitzrayim, it was the plagues. For Sancheiriv, it was the sudden death and confusion for the enemies. It was allowing the Israelis to have the ingenuity and siyata dishmaya to plan and execute of exploding beepers. Hashem has ways to save us from death, v'lamaves totzaos, and has many ways to bring death to our enemies that want to destroy us, lamaves totzaos. Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, we speak of the choruses that raise their voices to thank Hashem, and David HaMelech invokes a representative from each of Yaakov's wives, the tribes of Yehuda, Binyamin, Zevulun, and Naphtali. Lamed Gimel, through the end of the Perek, David HaMelech speaks of the nations that will declare that all should sing Hashem's praises. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Mamlechos Haaretz, Shiru Lelokim, Zamru Hashem Sela, all the kingdoms of the land sing to Hashem, make music to my God. This mizmor concludes by declaring that all will recognize Hashem's greatness from his mikdash. The mikdash will be recognized by everyone, but it is uniquely the mikdash of Klal Yisrael. No ra elokim im mikdashecha. Kel Yisrael, who no sein oz v'sa'atzumos la'am, baruch elokim. You are awesome, Hashem, from your mikdash. It is Hashem who grants might and power to the nation. Blessed is Hashem. In summary, we have encountered a mizmor that is indeed nechabad ma'od. We have had enemies that have threatened us throughout the ages, and the cycle is one where Hashem has facilitated victory. The beginning of this mizmor echoed Moshe's tefillah as the Aron led the procession of Bnei Yisrael through the midbar, that the enemies be scattered. The protection comes from our adherence to what is represented in that Aron, the Torah. And as we have seen, interestingly, the bias, the home, has been featured in this mizmor. The family is the outer perimeter that provides the ultimate protection from our enemies. Whether it's Hashem's preoccupation with making shidduchim, as the Gemara in Sota alluded to, or the homes that were protected in the Shibud Mitzrayim, or the women that encourage their husbands as they engage in the physical and spiritual battles. There is a reciprocal relationship. Our battles are fought in order to provide safety and integrity and sanctity to the home. And it is that very home that in turn provides the ultimate protection. So we finish this mizmor with referencing the greatness of Hashem as coming from the mikdash. No ra elokim im mikdashecha kel Yisrael, hu no sein oz v'satzu mos la'am. Thank you for studying together Le'ilo and Nishmos, Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.